No, here's what's gonna have to, Neil, you gotta come in a half a count behind me. So I'll say 10, and then before you think I should say 9, you have to say 9. Does that make
Okay.
sense? All right, ready? Let's try it. 10,
Nine,
9,
eight,
8,
seven,
7. Now we're
six.
getting off again.
Okay,
Yeah.
sorry. We're good. Let's try it all at once. Well, okay, like first though, let's start from 10, but like, so we all start at the same time. We'll count down from three, and then we'll go into 10. Three, two,
Three,
one.
two,
No,
one.
I'll do the three, two, one, then we
You're
all
gonna
come in
do
on
the
the
three, two,
10.
one. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Three, two, one, 10.
Ten,
Nine, eight,
nine, eight,
seven,
seven,
six, five,
six, five,
four, three,
four,
two,
two,
one,
one.
one. This is Barack Obama. You're listening to Jonah Radio.
If this is gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in my ass. I'm telling you right now. It's just a little bit sweet, but triple down. She ain't
get off the cross, dude.
It gets a lot colder.
Hang one out with your friends. I can strut ground for a living.
Valediction.
I don't understand. It's just fun. In defense of Coldplay.
Oh, nothing. We know nothing. Nothing. We know nothing about partying. We know nothing, Jon Snow. We know we are here in our own homes doing another episode of a Sequester Jonah Radio. I am the aforementioned Mr. Radio. Cash is here.
Hey, everybody, it's here.
And
Eyes
Neil,
here. I'm here.
yes, and Neil is there. Neil's there.
I'm there.
Yes,
It's like
Cash is
Jonah
here.
shortwave radio.
Yeah, this is the worst the sequel that anyone could have made of Pump Up the Volume. Talk soft, Harry. All right. Well, this is Jonah Radio. The second time we've done this little self-isolated thing, and maybe this one will be better. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think so.
I think so too.
I think we've only got places to go but up. I'm looking out my window right now, since we're at the top of the show, and that's now the I'm looking out my window spot. And a fucking high rise has gone up since this whole thing started. Like there are 15 floors of new construction in my view now. It's crazy how that's still going on. That was
Yeah.
Looking Out My Window by Cash Hartzell, Act One.
Yeah. I'm looking out my window and I see just a lady taking a stroll down the sidewalk by herself with her face mask on. That's good because then I don't have to run outside and go, "Put your face mask on," which is something I do when I drive
Yeah.
around now.
It's the new get off my lawn.
Yeah.
I bought four and got one free at the gas station the other day.
Cool.
So I hi-hatted it a little bit while I was driving to work because I saw a guy without one and I pulled over and I tried to give him the free one, but he did not want it.
I
Yeah,
wouldn't
not
want
with
it.
your, yeah, from who the fuck are you with your gross hands all over it?
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't know where you're coming from if you're one of those people trying to perpetuate the disease.
Yeah, some
What's
kind of bug chaser.
bug chaser.
Yeah, you guys keep talking like this, we're gonna end up cited in a right-wing conspiracy piece that the president pulls out.
Has anyone ever done like a parody, a Simpsons right wing parody called Breit Bart Simpson? No?
No, I don't eat
Okay, great.
my
Have a cow,
breasts.
man. Don't take away my burgers.
Yes.
I could tell you guys that it was funny because of the utter silence that befell.
And there's a visual representation of the silence too, which is like extra confirmation.
Yeah, I could just see it scrolling past. Like I'm gonna just kind of wait for it to get out of my sight, that gap after my Breitbart Simpson. God, it was really good, I think. three-part subset.
It was.
I mean, it's what do we what do you want? What do you need? What do you expect better in this time?
No, my wife came home from the post office, and I was just petrified that someone was breaking into my house. But that thing is that I mean, I don't want to say you should take that on tour, but right now, but I think that you put that up in theaters, the Breitbart Simpson stuff, it's gonna find a following.
No, it's like it's if anything, it's just an image, it's a meme. So you gotta get someone to draw it. I'm gonna be the new what is his name? Captain Chaos. What's the guy from Exit Through the Gift Shop? Mr. Brainwash.
Oh, Mr. Brainwash. Mr. Brainwash. Captain Chaos. I like that better. That could be your name.
That's my tagger art name, Captain
Chaos. Yeah. Street art, please.
Street art. Yeah, sorry. My graffito tag. I cut my hair today.
Oh boy.
Really?
Yeah, I just kind of got fed up with it, and it's something that I've been wanting to do, like just kind of hack my hair off for a long time, but mm-hmm. I'm always kind of going like, I don't know, I don't want to have that awkward time, and now it's the best time to try it.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I didn't do that bad of a job. Today. I didn't do that bad of a job. It looks okay.
That's great. Is it shaved head? Is it no, Caesar?
I just got some shears and then just kind of started taking handfuls of hair off and left it, you know, and it's not so bad. I got proud of it. Yeah. I mean, it's not great. It's choppy and weird, but hey, fucking punk rock, baby.
I used to cut my own hair for like 10 years.
Yeah, but Neil, you got like this like thick curly hair, so you can kind of hide a lot with it.
Well, I did, yeah, but
wait, what happened?
Oh, my hair is very thin now. Didn't you notice?
Oh no, I did not. That's crazy.
Wait, that's insane. I'm sorry. I have never noticed that.
Fuck you.
Sorry, I don't have the skill to play along like Jonah, and I felt like I needed to insert something. So yeah. I tried, but I couldn't pull it off.
Insert your finger in your ass.
Hey, that's
we're as all good. We're learning all... new stuff.
Sure. All right. Let's take a break with a song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about some things that are happening in the world of tunes. That first song is going to be from a man called Trace Mountains. Trace Mountains, a guy from it used to be in Level Up that was on Sub Pop. Neil, please, dear God, don't.
I'm going to mute you.
Oh, I had my finger on the mute button, but I didn't click it. Sorry.
What did you eat?
Just some soup.
All right. This is this is Trace Mountain with the song Fallen Rain. It's a great new album. One of my favorite albums that have come out this year so far. Play that beautiful bean footage.
I didn't know if I could keep this going. These days I only hear the falling rain and it goes on. I didn't know if I could keep on. Like a rhythmic chain that beats me clean. And I am proud to be so dirty.
could I come so clean to wash myself of all this homeless heartache, to just wash it off all?
That was Fallen Rain by Trace Mountains. Very, very nice song. Very pretty. This is the time in the show where we start to go into the world.
Music news!
That's right.
Yes, it is. Sounds great, actually.
Yeah.
Well modulated.
That's right. It's time for music news. The time where we talk about music news. Okay, guys, listen. We're still in a COVID world.
Thanks.
And with no
thanks
signs
for the
stopping.
Update, Tom Brokaw.
Corona. Ooh,
that's really dead.
So how's that one?
Yeah.
Not bad. Can you do a Dan Rather?
I don't think I can. He's like, what's his tick?
He's got a little touch of Texas accent.
Do you know how? Do you know how Dan Rather broke? Like what his?
He made his bones with the Kennedy assassination. Right?
Nobody knew who he was. JFK got shot in the head, and all of a sudden, he's rolling.
So
anybody looked into it?
A new piece in the New York Times Magazine is essentially saying that concerts won't likely kick off till fall of 2021, a coronavirus expert says.
What? They think they'll
be the last to return with all this stuff. Larger gatherings, conferences, concerts, sporting events. People are saying October 2021, you know, just the fall at the earliest. And that's coming from the Center for American Progress, Oncologists, and Bioethicists. So, I don't know.
Our music
that's
news
crazy.
Got crazy.
Sounds
better,
like they know what they're talking about.
Crazily better sourced. Yeah, since COVID has started, I have to say. We never used to say any sort of disease authority. It was like, this guy saw J-Lo at this thing. J-Lo's not a good example. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. I was just talking to our friend Zach from Fiddlar, and he was saying that certain promoters are starting to say that like the door deals are going to be different for bands when they start playing again, and also a lot of venues are going to have to bring down their capacities by a large margin.
It's so strange,
man.
Even like movie theaters, what are movie theaters going to be like? Are they going to exist for the next 2 years?
Are they going to take out every other seat?
I don't know if that would work.
They just sell every other seat. I don't know. Right?
There's.
I mean, that's what the Alamo started doing you know, leading up to everything being shut down, Alamo Drafthouse was doing like they would just, you know, they had two seats between every.
That's very
every
smart.
Seat. Hard to pull off the popcorn trick that way.
Oh God!
I love it when you reference 50-year-old movies.
I don't, it is not. Is Diner 50 years old? No, Diner's got to be like, it's got to be 40 at the most.
I think it was, yeah, it was probably in the 70s, but when the 70s was so nostalgic for the
50s. I think I get an extra 10 years.
Yeah. And Happy Days was the number one.
Guys, Mike Patton, musician, vocalist, Mike Patton.
Mr. Bungle.
He's made Mr. Bungle and, of course, Tomahawk and what he's best known
for. No More.
Oh, I was going to say Lovage.
No More. But Mike... Lovage. He's made a little quarantine film watch list. He's talking about like how all he really watches now are epics. He just like he says watch lengthy epic films to pass the time. And so he says like watch epic films. To me, watching anything less than 3 hours doesn't work in this time. Check out any sword sandal epic or gangster epic, anything that soaks up this quicksand of time we are in.
Wow.
Any guesses as to what's on there?
What's the Lawrence of Arabia?
The Irishman.
Lawrence of Arabia is on there. Yes, Cash. 1 point for Cash. Neil, interestingly enough, The Irishman isn't on his list. But that's a long one to watch.
Maybe I should text him.
Maybe you should. What is on the list is The Godfather and Goodfellas.
Once Upon a Time in the West.
That's in there.
That's a really long movie.
Is that part of the Dollars trilogy?
No, it was sort of like a big epic that he made outside of the Dollars. It was sort of like the Dollars trilogy added up to being a really big thing, and then he was like, okay, now I'm going to make my masterpiece, and it's really long.
Yeah, but he also's got Ben-Hur on there, Barabbas. Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Bless your beautiful hide. THX 1138.
That's a weird movie to watch now.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I've never seen that or Dark Star. Those are two like you like.
I've never seen USC Dark Star. I've seen THX, and I think I've actually seen the student film version because I could check it out when I was at the USC library, and it's. Good, it's just like really basic. Yeah. I don't know. I was never enthused.
Never
It was George Lucas's first film.
He made it at USC as a short and then he expanded it to a feature.
Yeah,
sorry. I know THX, but I didn't know the other one with Dark Star.
Dark Star is John Carpenter and Dan O'Bannon. That was their first collaboration, or I think their only collaboration, really. But yeah, Dan O'Bannon, who went on to do, of course, Alien and Return of Living Dead and a ton of other stuff, and John Carpenter, as we all know. But yeah, their first one was a real low-budget sci-fi called Dark Star.
I am going to look that up.
Yeah. Other movies on there: Marooned, Women in the Dunes, Pandemic, Contagion, Panic Room, The Shining, and Seconds.
Seconds is a really good movie. That's an old John Frankenheimer movie, I think. It's like black and white. I saw it also in film school, and it's pretty. It's Frankenheimer, right? The guy who did Manchurian Candidate. I think it's the same guy, but it's Rock Hudson and like a weird plastic surgery kind of freak out thing. It's pretty intense. It's good. I've been watching like TV during this. Not so many movies.
You know, I can't. I have a hard time like focusing on anything. I haven't really been watching anything. You know, the new season of Killing Eve, but I've been watching the Ken Burns jazz documentary a lot. But D's kind of bored by it. I think I am too, but I just still watch it because it just kind of passes the time.
Yeah, and there's like 14 hours of it, right?
It's real long. Like it's like I think I'm just getting into
the
40s. Yeah, I don't even think World War II has started yet. And I'm on like the fourth episode.
You're not so much watching it as beating it. Like it's like if I decided to play Final Fantasy VII, a game that I've never wanted to play, but it's out and it's really long. So you kind of like, it's just, you're taking advantage of the marketplace for those two things.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it's, as a guy that likes music, and I like a lot of like jazz stuff, you know, I have some jazz records like Kyle Jader and I like Benny Goodman and stuff, and Louis Armstrong, of course, but like, it's like, I don't really know much about it. And I want, so it's like, it just knowing about stuff is kind of nice when it comes to music, I find. Yeah. Okay. Moving on, guys. Brandon Flowers from The Killers, who previously referred to Morrissey as one of his kings, admits that it's difficult to separate Morrissey's politics and music.
Yeah.
This is a real art from the artist. This is one of the conversations we've had a ton on this show. Is like, do you kind of just go, yeah, but like the music belongs to me at this point?
I don't know.
I mean, like, we're not, you know, we're not like, you know, Blair and R. Kelly.
I just never
anymore.
Liked Morrissey. So it's easy for me to give him up.
Yeah. But like, we're not talking about, no, Neil, see, because I moved the conversation away from specifically Morrissey. And as you notice, I talked about bringing up the idea of separating the art from the artist. So it's not really about Morrissey now. I'm talking about the idea of separating somebody from their music. So
I think it's case by case.
When this comes up, I always refer to Bill Cosby and Michael Jackson, because Michael Jackson has alleged to do some very horrible things, but he's still, even though he's dead, but he's still allowed to exist in pop culture. And then you got Bill Cosby, who's just like, nobody should ever like, it's okay to throw away his work, I guess. I mean, or at least it's hard to see the value in it anymore. So that I think those are sort of the spectrums that you can have here.
Do you feel a little bad? Like, you know, I'm not going to lie and say like, yeah, I listen to it, I don't. But like, you know, there was some terrible things that came out about a band that I enjoy, and upon their own, you know, admittance, and like, when it comes on shuffle, I kind of go, but I still listen to it.
It is sort of a thing. And I think you can separate it a lot more from music, because music is, there's a thing about it that's, it's sort of contextless once you put it out there. Whereas like Cosby stuff is so tied into who he is and his personality, his point of view. But when you receive music or something like that, you receive it in your own context. You don't listen to a song and not get the memory of like, this is the first place I heard this, or that I listened to this song a ton when I was doing this, or this album was on this road trip. You have those memories. Whereas like, your only memory of the Cosby Show or Bill Cosby is him telling stories about his kids with chocolate cake or his fake family on, like, it was all so much centered through it. So I think it, like, when you get into like authors and stuff like that, or writers, it gets even more complicated, because you're like, oh, this person was really fucked up and did some really fucked up things, but and these are their thoughts. And I'm that there is no context, because you're having like this invisible match with this person.
So like what we're saying though is that Neil is totally stoked that now he can publicly say, I don't listen to Morrissey, and seem like he's got some good.
Well, there's something. I would never cut myself that short. I would never sell myself that short. I would say I've never liked Morrissey.
Yes.
I'm not going to rob myself of another 30 years of not liking Morrissey.
So you're saying you're diving back in?
No.
I got it backwards.
Right.
All right, guys, here's some bad news about the music world. Christopher Cross is temporarily paralyzed due to COVID-19.
Oh, no.
Temporarily. Apparently it's going to come back. It's a consequence of having it. But temporary paralysis of his legs. He's unable to walk, but they said that he will recover after he does physical therapy. That is Christopher Cross from Sailing.
Oh, okay. Because I was sitting here wondering if he was ever going to jump again.
Who was like
Didn't he also do if you get caught between the moon and New York City?
I don't know. I don't really know much about it. I just know like the story about him was that MTV ruined his career.
Oh, because he was weird looking?
Because he was just like everyone loved him, but no one really knew what he looked like. And then he had a video, and then it's like no one liked the way he looked, and apparently like it kind of affected sales. Another bummer. Kanye West partners with Chick-fil-A to provide 300,000 meals for families during the coronavirus crisis. And you know, that's a great move that he's doing that. He's actually referred to the Chick-fil-A in a song called "Closed on Sunday." But I've never been too shy about saying that I do not really like Kanye West, and I could give a shit about Chick-fil-A. So I'm in the Neil Mahoney Morrissey camp when it comes to
somebody out there is making a diagram of this.
Yeah,
it's good that he's feeding people.
Sure,
weirdo that lives in Calabasas. Anyways, he was already kind of social distancing from everyone, or at least like mentally distancing. Every time I used to drive out there, I would think, this is where Kanye lives. And I would look around at these weird, empty, rolling hills and go like, yeah, okay, I get this. This is strange.
I just find it weird that, like, why does he need to be involved? Like, what does he provide?
I guess maybe he's paying for him?
Maybe.
I don't know.
They come in like a very, like, post-apocalyptic rapper sort of thing that he collaborated with him on.
Yeah, it's got a cause painting on it.
Yeah. but on the other side of things, Snoop Dogg is teaming up with an Australian wine brand called 19 Crimes. Bad time to have that name. To create the company's first California red wine called Snoop Cali Red.
His demographic is growing, I guess.
Yeah, it's described as a red blend of Lodi sourced Petite Syrah 65%, Zinfandel 30%, and Merlot 5%. It's an all American oak, and it offers a distinct smoky component that also yields vanilla and chocolate.
What's that type of wine where it's all different kinds of grapes Syrah, mixed in?
I think.
Called? I thought the whole point was like you get one grape. I guess you can.
Yay.
It's like fruit punch.
Alcoholic fruit punch. I'm kind of in. Yeah, I mean, great. I think that's, you know, hometown hero, guys. He's really doing it all.
Is that, what are you talking about, hometown hero?
He's from Chicago?
He's from Chicago.
No, he's from Long Beach.
Oh, right. I was picturing Kanye still.
From his hometown. Ooh, I guess that was what I was thinking there. Like, who do you think is the dude behind Snoop Dogg? Like, the dude that keeps getting him TV shows and red wine partnerships, and like, is it Snoop Dogg himself, or is there like some dude who's like a super manager? Because he like his business manager, like just probably the best person at his job in the world, or maybe Snoop has a rate that you can meet for nothing. But like, he's so good at selling him out.
I remember one of my favorite things was hearing some interview when they were talking about how when Snoop Dogg was on, when they had him on Old School, when he was when he appeared on the movie Old School, like he was like he showed up late, he was kind of like getting high with his friends, he like, you know, was kind of being a little problematic and like, you know, not doing stuff right, and they just needed him to perform a song and stuff like that, and then so they were hesitant when they wanted to cast him as Huggy Bear in the Starsky and Hutch comedy remake with Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson, but when he showed up, like, it's like he ended up being really professional, knew all his lines, was there like on time every day, and they're like, oh, it's crazy, like we thought you were going to be kind of like how you were in Old School. He's like, no, because the difference is you had Snoop Dogg on Old School. So I had to play Snoop Dogg on this. I'm playing the character of Huggy Bear. So I'm on a job. I'm not playing Snoop Dogg here. And I always think about that, where it's like, that's how much he like separates the character of himself.
Weird.
I remember.
Yeah. And he still makes. He still makes.
Puts out a lot of music. Like, it's still He's not one of those dudes that like, I made music and now I'm retired. He's like, no, I put out an album a year. It might be reggae, but I put out an album a year. Yeah. Our buddy and past guest worked on a reality show with him. And this is probably out of the NDA. And I don't think anybody probably gives a fuck. But he says, like, he had a shed at his house. It's like a Home Depot shed with his PlayStation and a bench and an ashtray. And that's like his den. It's like, if you go to talk to Snoop Dogg, they're like, yeah, going out to the shed, and you sit there and you hang out and you play like NCAA at the time, like 14 or something like that, and watch him smoke weed. And that's where he does like all of his stuff. And he just like hangs out there in this beautiful house in the Home Depot shed he's got in the backyard.
Oh, funny. So a lot of, you know, people have been doing live stream stuff, a lot of musicians, and we played some last episode, and you know, there's I even like started a quarantine band with my friends Tito and Hal. We had a straight edge hardcore band called White Stance, which we all did separately. Send everybody the songs. Check that out on my Instagram. But it has nothing compared to Kesha, who made a song called Home Alone. And she says, I've been bored at home, so I made a song for you animals and a little video. It's called Home Alone, dedicated to all you sexy people hanging at home alone. Also dedicated to the one and only Macaulay Culkin. We have a little clip of that if you want to play that, Cash.
Hello. Because you know I'm home alone. Macaulay. In case you are a bad guy, I'm reading bookies, baking cookies in my thigh high. Say hide and seek. If you don't peek, we'll have a fun time. We'll have a
it's
fun
pretty
time.
There you go. That was this video to go with it.
My high school punk band had a song about Home Alone. And so now I think it's up to the listeners to everyone has to make a song about Home Alone, and then we'll put together a compilation.
You should reach out to her about a comp. Awesome. Or like a split single or something.
Yeah, a little 7-inch split. Yeah, that's a fun way to spend some time. Yeah, there's a video in it. You can see how nice her house is and how huge her bed is. Gigantic. See, it's a, you know, I think I saw someone tweet the other day. It's like, the only celebrity I don't mind having a huge mansion in their videos is Jack Black.
Yeah.
He's got a skate park in his backyard, too.
Yeah. Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day has been doing a lot of covers. He did Manic Mondays with Susanna Hoffs. He did I Think We're Alone Now. He did Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory. He's been doing, I think, every Monday. He has a thing called No Fun Mondays. And he did a cover of That Thing You Do.
Yeah, you ready?
Oh, cool.
All right.
It's spot on.
It's very spot on. And I can't imagine, like, it's like, that is one of my favorite movies. And like, when that movie came out, Green Day was one of my favorite bands. And to think that Green Day would essentially cover the song from one of my favorite movies when I was in high school, and it just be okay. So mind blowing.
Yeah,
because I, like, if I was a kid, I'd be like, it's like, there's no way that wouldn't be the best thing I've ever heard.
And Shades kind of botched that drum fill at the beginning there.
Well, I think it's like, I think he's just sequencing the drums.
Like, oh yeah,
like,
definitely.
The drums are very
finger drums.
Yeah, exactly. I've tried. I tried to do like real fast drums on like a song on my GarageBand, and it like my computer's so lagging that it like. I'll keep up with the beat, but then like when I listen back, all the kind of ones and zeros just smash them all together. So it'll be like,
you should just record it slower and then speed it up.
Yeah, that's a good point, Neil. That seems like more.
That is a good point.
More effort than not being able to solve the problem.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't like. I don't really need to make these songs. But it is kind of fun. I've been kind of fiddling with stuff, like, you know, to. Neil, have you gotten into any kind of creative things with your free time? I know, Cash, you're pretty busy at Trader Joe's, but Neil?
I've spent the last, 3 days working on a video for someone.
Yeah, but that's not, have you been doing anything creative on your own, like for yourself? Like painting or drawing or anything like that? Whittling?
No, not really.
You need to get back on that whittle. Well... We'll get you a male glove, and then you need to get back on that whittling horse. I want you to come out of this with like a full fucking totem pole. Have worked your way up to chainsaws that you've ordered off Amazon. I already suggested Fantastic. You put in a knife throwing walkway, but I don't think he wants to upset his landlords. But I think if Neil comes out of this flip a knife behind his back into a target 15 feet away, like this, that will be the best use of this time. Yes,
it'll all have been worth it.
Yeah,
benefit. I think a benefit from like a lot of musicians being homebound is that the guys from Tool just said they're starting to work on new music by sending each other riffs and arrangements and stuff like that. So there might be, after 13 years between the last Tool albums, it seems like they're going to maybe, like, because of this, have another one right around the bend.
Experience proves that, like, the thing that we should have when we come out of this is every band ever should have gotten back together over the course of this. Like, fucking Neil Young joins up with David Crosby. Oasis gets back together. Fucking everything.
Well, I mean, those things have been asked. Like, it's like, you know, Liam's been trying so hard to get Noel to agree to do a Oasis reunion. And, you know, there's been so many times, I think, where I think, like, David Crosby's, like, tweeted at Neil Young asking if they could play together, and Neil Young just avoids him.
Can't avoid him forever, man.
Yeah. Did you guys see there was that Rolling Stones show where they played, I think, You Can't Always Get What You Want on one of those benefit things. Mm-hmm. Can't remember what for, but it was real, like, real odd. But speaking of the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney was doing an interview recently with Howard Stern, and he goes on to say that the Beatles were better than the Rolling Stones. Paul McCartney said that.
You gotta believe in yourself.
Yeah, it's he said about the Stones. He says, you know, their stuff is rooted in the blues. When they're writing stuff, it's to do with the blues. We had a little more influences. And then he talks about how the Beatles were more versatile musicians, especially vocally. That's why they had an eclectic sound. And then he says that the Stones guitarist Keith Richards agreed with them. And once he's like, Keith once told me, you are a lucky man. You had four singers in your band. We got one.
What do you think, Neil? Do you agree?
I mean, I think they had a bigger effect on society at large, the Beatles.
I think the songs are better. I'm more of a Beatles fan for sure. Just because I don't really.
If you were doing a lineup, you can match up albums for like the first two or three. There are two or three albums that the Rolling Stones had are up there. But when you look at how killer all of the Beatles albums are, they have so many songs on them that you know, even if you don't know any Beatles songs.
They also evolved. Like, the Rolling Stones have always been kind of the same, except for like that one like disco song. It's like they didn't really change much.
The Beatles were only together for 8 years, something like that.
I mean, like, putting stuff out, like that's something that Paul said. He said the Beatles, the Beatles did something new. They found the Rolling Stones hot behind them. He says, we started to notice that whatever we did, the Stones did it shortly after. We went to America. We had a huge success. Well, then the Stones went to America. We did Sgt. Pepper. The Stones did a sort of psychedelic album. But we were great friends, still are. But I'm with you. Wow. The Beatles were better. And then he goes on to say that China should shut down their wet markets. Yeah. I mean, but that goes without saying. He's a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Good that he's getting it out there, though.
I've heard that term a lot. I don't know what a wet market is.
It looks pretty. It's like just different types of animals in a kind of a marketplace that you can eat. Just all kind of. Just imagine if there was no like health code.
Like live animals.
Well, that's it for music news. In the mail recently, I got a CD, which I have no way of playing. It's from our friend Brian Posehn, who just put out his new album, Grandpa Metal, with a bunch of high-end, amazing musicians. And I couldn't remember if we played this or not, but from that album, guys from like, you know, Anthrax and shit are on it. But here is Brian Posehn. Yes, the guy from Just Shoot Me, singing with his metal band, a cover of Take On Me by A-ha. And then when we come back, we'll get some more stuff going on.
I don't know what I have to say.
Okay, that was Brian Posehn and Friends with their version of Take On Me.
You know who wrote that song?
Famous by the band A-ha. Okay. Guys.
This was good too.
Who wrote that song?
Prince. Oh.
Oh. You're listening to the least informed music podcast out there. I hope you're enjoying Jonah Something O.
I've been working
Cash. So here's something you've been noticing.
Small about. Little place you may have heard of. There's a big mixture of really weird things and normal things. It's a grocery store. It's fairly normal, but people are kind of freaking out, but in it sometimes. And there is, we play like every retail establishment you've been into for the last 40 years. We play sort of soft music, usually like some rock and roll or something like that. I think it's some sort of streaming account that they have set up and it's on some sort of playlist.
Get on with
up,
it.
It comes up with some inappropriate ones for a pandemic when people are running around in masks and covered up and running through your store. It's very weird to hear Invisible Touch or She Gave Me Fever by Peggy Lee came up the other day, which is not You Give Me Fever, which is just insane that, like, I don't know if there's no DJs, it's on a random rotation or what like that, but why would you play that song?
It's on random, to quote a Shaun of the Dead, it's on random, you know. I think it's these are just Pandora collections, and I think it just it's these songs that are normally innocuous, you know, rock songs are now made incredibly weird because of the situation we find ourselves in.
Something you can ignore and then all of a sudden it just breaks through with this weird, oh, I'm now reminding you about everything I'm trying to distract you from.
Yes. So we asked Twitter what other songs are ruined by Corona. And this is a good one. At Life of Brian says, Down with the Sickness by Disturbed.
Had that one on my list.
Yeah. See, that's a good one too, because I think that's the people that are protesting the stay at home orders. Those people are down with the sickness.
That's what they.
And soon they're going to be lying down with the sickness.
Sorry.
You got that right, Neil.
Where's my rim shot? God damn it.
That's Neil. A great new replacement for Neil. It since I don't have it. And I can see the T-shirt. It's just a pennant that says Neil on it with an exclamation point.
Neil, what are some of the other ones on your list?
Okay, I'll just run down my whole list. Careless Whisper.
Why is that one?
Because if I whisper to you and I got fucking bubbles coming out of my mouth, you're gonna get sick.
Ah, yes, I see. Okay, cool.
That song, Bodies. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Is that song just called Bodies?
Yeah, I looked it up.
Wow, you know, are you sure it's not Bodies? And then in parentheses, hit the floor. Let them.
No, I mean it was on YouTube under on the official record label account as Bodies.
All right.
Touch Me, I'm Sick by Mudhoney.
Nice. Which is of course a parody of the Citizen Dick song "Touch Me, I'm Dick."
And then that Steve Miller song where time keeps on slipping.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I will say, sort of related to this, it does work. Like the playing soft music in the background in the middle of it was like a week ago when everybody was really crazy. The store was a little bit slow and I was reshelving something and that Steve Miller song Take the Money and Run was playing and they had those clap triplets in it. That's to El Paso, clap, clap, clap. And I'm watching all these people that are pretty far away from the store and at least three of them did the claps on their own while they were looking for groceries. So, you know, there's an upside to it too. If you play a Steve Miller song, make sure it's Take the Money and Run right now, is my thought.
Yeah. Correction, there was no upside to a Steve Miller song.
I don't know. I love clapping at that part. It reminds me of Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah, the stars that night are big and bright. What else you got, Neil?
My best one was Home by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
Ah, yes. Home. I am home. Home is where I'm forced to be. At different Tim J on Twitter said, infected by Bad Religion. Ethan Sapier at Eon 997 says, is Corona by the Minutemen too obvious?
Oh, that's a good point.
I think that's
here's the thing. Here are the lyrics to Corona. The people will survive in their environment. The dirt, scarcity, and the emptiness of our South, the injustice of our greed, the practice we inherit. It's a bit more spot on.
Okay, yeah, that's
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, for those of you paying attention, Corona, the theme song to Jackass. Our friend Aaron Baker says, "How the Gods Kill" by Danzig.
Jeez.
At Library at Night, Megan Rosenblum says, "I've tasted blood and I want more. I've put up no resistance. I want to stay the distance. I've got an itch to scratch. I need assistance." And of course, that's touch me. I want to be dirty. Thrill me, chill me, fulfill me. Creature of the Night from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
There's Touch Myself by the Divinyls, too. You're not supposed to touch your face.
Yeah. At Brad Reichel, Don't Stand So Close to Me by the Police.
That's a good one. That's a solid triple.
Yeah.
Herb Marcellus. I think this is in reaction to the state of Georgia opening up bowling alleys soon. Is Camper Van Beethoven, Take the Skinheads Bowling?
Oh, yeah. That's a good song. This one, at It's All Devo, says, Mr. Frump in the Iron Lung by Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Somebody echoed me with Fever. Peggy Lee, Timbo. The Mango Timbo.
Oh, and this is great. At Worcester says Polar Opposites by Modest Mouse, and they have to exemplify it by the lyric, I'm trying to drink away the part of the day I can't sleep away.
Take me out to the ball game. Thomas O'Minier. Every Breath You Take by the Police. Police have got a whole greatest hits of songs you don't want to actually put on.
Dancing in the Streets. Let's Get Physical by Olivia Newton-John.
I don't know. Maybe that's like a big, that's like a aerobics video, isn't it? And then like, that's a good way to go get some exercise.
That's a good point, Neil. Yeah. Neil, that's a very positive spin.
Thank you.
Good on you. Yeah. And then this one's pretty good. We'll wrap it up on this one. Meatloaf's Bad Out of Hell.
Oh.
No. I like that one. Shut down the wet markets, Paul McCartney. It's up to you.
Only you can put thousands of people out of work.
All right. Oh. That is it for this episode of Jonah Radio. Neil and Cash, thank you so much.
Thank you.
No problem. This was fun. My wife has been standing here for 10 minutes watching me giggle, and she is giggling. So thank you for that.
Cash, we're going to need some clean audio of your giggles. So can you just give us a good round of them? Just different types. Different types. Myself.
10. Oh, we're not going to count them down from 10.
We're not.
10.
9.
9. No. Here, count down from 10. I'll give you a different giggle on every one. All right?
I don't need that many giggles.
I do. I want. Okay. I want all of them. Office? I want Dr. Giggles, Mr. Giggles. I want shits and giggles. Can we give you some shits and giggles? This is my take on shits and giggles. That's a shit and giggle. All right.
Pretty dry, unproductive cough there, Cash.
No, it was very productive. I'm like,
wet. Oh, Jesus.
God. You're the wet market. No, Cash, why don't you introduce this one and send us out?
This is another banger off the new Man Man album, which you can pre-order at a discount by going to subpop.com and checking out the entry on there. Buy it from the label. That's what I want to encourage everybody to do these days. Buy it as close to the artist as you can if you're buying music. Bandcamp has a day coming up that you might want to keep your eye out.
It's May 1st. Is
awesome. May 1st, Bandcamp is doing no commission. Everything goes straight to the artist. So if you are looking to buy some music, support some folks that make their money coming out to see you that can't do that right now, everybody should buy albums, buy indie albums. I know you can stream whatever you want, but if somebody has put out music that you have enjoyed and you have gone and seen, they can't come see you this year. So go, please. Buy their albums. Everybody that we played on here, every past guy, you can go to the old episodes and see who we played. But this is a good friend of ours who put out a hell of an album, and I'm sorry to see that I won't be able to see him on stage. But this is Future Peg. Go check out the music video
by Man Man.
By Man Man.